I literally just woke up and I was going down the stairs, going to the pool, and someone was like, "Go back up to your room. There's been gunfire at the beach." So automatically, obviously, I was on my own. So I was like, "I've got to find my missus first." So I went and found her, and she told me that she had the gunfire and then a massive explosion. And obviously, we got told to go back to our rooms, and just since then, we've been sitting in our rooms just waiting to hear any news.
Okay. Can you just describe what the area is like, Dan, where the hotel is? You're at the Royal Ken, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Royal Kens. Is it Kens with a Z? Royal Kens Hotel.
Kens. Yeah, Royal Kens. Yeah.
Okay. What's the area like?
Right now, there's helicopters everywhere. About 10, 15 minutes ago, we saw an army convoy pass on the main road, because our balcony looks out onto the main road. And it hasn't quieted down, but the ambulances seem to have stopped passing by as much, because it was really frantic. It was every 1 or 2 minutes of the ambulances going by with, obviously, their sirens on.
Yeah,
just went past now.
What was the local time, Dan, for you in Tunisia when the attacks first happened?
It was about 11:45.
Okay.
It was around that time.
All right. Tim Marshall would like to talk to you. Tim.
Hello, Dan. Glad you're okay. Can I ask you, how long did it take? How long did it take from when you first heard shooting towards the security arriving and hopefully sorting the situation out?
Well, the army didn't arrive for a good 30-40 minutes. They didn't arrive that long ago. It took quite a while. But obviously, the police here have guns, so they were automatically there. But the actual army and helicopters and stuff took 30-40 minutes. They took a very long time to actually arrive.
And I guess the security guards on the ordinary security guards in the hotel, they won't be armed, and they wouldn't be armed on the beach, which is...
Oh, no, they were. No.
So there was nobody to protect people. I mean, this isn't a criticism, but there was no one to protect people as they sat around on the beach, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. There's no armed guards down near the beach, no.
Mm. Dan, before the attack, will you tell us what the hotel was like? What was the atmosphere? Is it mainly British tourists there, or are there many locals?
No, it's basically all British. There's a few, like, Germans, but it's mainly all British people in the hotel we're in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the tour operators who use those hotels, Dan? Would they be the ones that we'd normally hear of?
Thompson, the one who does our hotel.
Okay, Thompson's. Tim, do you think it's relevant that it's mainly British people in that area?
Not necessarily. I mean, if there was a specific reason other than it is Ramadan, we will strike the tourist industry. If there was extra, there was somebody they wanted to get out of a British jail, or the British had done something, then yes. But I don't see any reason why particularly single out the British. Also, one hotel Thompson will book up. The one next door, a French company, will book up. The one down from there, a German company. And so there's a predominance of a certain nationality in certain hotels. But there's always a mixture.
Yeah.
I mean, 27, it's awful. The 27 will be from several countries.
Yeah, I'm sure. And as you say, there will be local security guards working for the hotel, Muslims themselves, who will have been lost their lives today. We're joined by Tom Swarbrick. Tom, what have you got to tell us?
You mentioned there, or Dan mentioned Thompson. We just had a statement from them. Thompson and First Choice is aware of a suspected terrorist incident in Tunisia. We are working closely with our teams in Tunisia and the relevant authorities to determine exactly what has happened and provide assistance to those affected. More information will be released as it becomes available.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tom. Dan, where you said you went to find your missus, who was in the hotel at some point. That must have been incredibly scary, with scenes of chaos and you didn't know where she was.
Yeah, I was really panicking.
Mm. Where was she, Dan? Where did you eventually find her? What kind of state was she in when you caught up with her?
I was just coming out into the pool bit, and then she just came, and I'm like, "Oh, thank God you're here." And she's like, "Yeah, I didn't go down to the pool because I didn't want to go down there on my the beach. I didn't want to go down there on my own." I was like, "Oh, thank God, like, she didn't go down there on her own."
What did you then receive instructions from the hotel staff, the management? What was their advice to you?
Literally, all it was go to your hotel room. That was pretty much it. There was nothing else said. It was just go to your hotel room, don't ask questions, just go. Okay. They weren't answering anyone's dinner.
All right, Tim.
Dan, from previous occasions when I've reported on things like this, you will find, I suspect, well, it's obviously chaotic. I suspect it will be for some hours, but at some point there'll be a British consulate team will arrive there. I haven't checked that with the Foreign Office, but you know they always do this. So there will be a British consulate team, and they will try to organise how to get people out of there, those that want to leave, and I imagine many will. Will you be trying to leave on the first flight that they can organise for you?
I don't know, because I don't want to leave, because obviously it's a holiday and I've got 6 days left, and I don't know, it's a hard to say right now, because it depends on kind of the update we're given, because if they think it's unsafe, then I'd rather not be here.